Young Moments.
Let's start this week with a Kenny Everett sacking. Now, which one was this? It was the driving test comment.
Finally, Mrs. Mary Payton, wife of the Transport Minister, has passed her advanced driver's test first time. She's been driving more than 30 years, but says she was spurred on to take the test by her husband's appointment. That's the news from the third floor, incidentally. Our next one, 11:30.
She only passed because she crammed a fiver in his hand. I know these people. And now, where were we?
Memories of the 18th of July 1970, when the BBC fired Kenny Everett after he suggested the Transport Minister's wife may have bribed her driving test examiner. But as we now know, that might not have been the only reason. Life with talent is never simple, is it? On now to another Commercial Radio 40th, and this time, happy birthday to a station still on air to this day.
These tests are to prepare for the start of independent local radio in the Tyne and Wear areas by the Metropolitan Broadcasting Company. The programmes of Metro Radio will be heard on 261 metres medium wave and also on 97 megahertz VHF, the same as for these test transmissions.
Hi there, this is Dave Gregory saying I hope you're going to join me every weekday evening on NBC at 6 o'clock for 75 minutes of the very latest and best from the world of pop.
Back then, the station couldn't quite make up its mind whether it was to be called Metro or the Metropolitan Broadcasting Company or NBC, but thankfully the programmes were very clear.
Hello, I'm James Whale, and I'd like to introduce you to the other announcers on Metro, and they are Ladies First.
Hello, I'm Maggie Mash.
And also...
Hello, I'm Peter Raitt.
Join in with Metro!
Every Friday evening, Maggie has a programme that's called Woman's Weekly. Maggie, can you tell us more?
Well, Woman's Weekly is a programme specially for the woman who's been working during the week and hasn't been able to hear the afternoon programme. It will include interviews, live discussions in the studio, and other items of interest for women.
Thank you, Maggie. Also, every evening from 4 o'clock, there's a programme that's called Roundup. Peter, I wonder if you could tell us all about that.
Yes, it's called Roundup because that's exactly what it is.
Ah, I get the idea, Peter. Thank you very much indeed. We're with you. How posh was James Whale on that? Ready for Metro's Day One, the station's theme was queued up and ready to go on the new reel-to-reel tape recorder. Or was it?
This is Metro Radio, 261 metres in the medium wave band, and 97 VHF. The time is 6 o'clock, and to officially open the station, here is the Managing Director, Mr. Bruce Lewis.
The launch of Metro in Newcastle this week in 1974. Happy 40th birthday, Metro.
We are now going on the air for the very first time, bringing independent radio to you who live in the Tyne and Wear areas. At this moment, you are witnessing the birth of a new radio station.
As Metro launched, the future of commercial radio was still very much in doubt. Let's take a look at an article in this week's Press Cuttings, 18th of July, 1974. The Times here reporting that cutbacks in independent local radio are likely, but the Independent Broadcasting Authority wants to license the remaining stations to take the network to 60. Back then, commercial stations were simulcasting, of course, the same programmes on the AM and FM dial, but one by one they launched the AM offspring.
It's 8:28 across West Yorkshire, and it's here. The all-time great music station, Magic 828. Ray Stroud, Peter Tate, Mike Vitti, Alex Hall, Johnny Moran, Noddy Holder, David Hamilton, and Roger Kirk.
Good morning, good morning.
Thank you, John Myers, on voiceover duty. Memories of this week in 1990 and Radio Air splitting its frequencies in Leeds and forming Air FM and Magic 828.
So that's the song that starts Magic 828. It's the Beatles and Magical Mystery Tour. We've just popped the champagne cork. The smell is delicious and the boss is covered at the moment. We'll get him a towel in a second.
On Radio 2 this week, 2 years ago, a new audio identity. The first for 15 years. And a moment almost too exciting for Chris Evans.
And stand by for a brand new news jingle. I'm very excited. Are you ready? Whoa! This is Radio 2.
BBC News at 7 o'clock on Monday, the 16th of July. Good morning, this is Moira Stewart.
The new jingle package from Wise Buddha, complete with the logo licensed from Groove Addicts, aired on Radio 2 this week, 2 years ago. You only have one chance to get most links right, but some links matter a little more than others. This was a pretty important one from Richard Skinner, 29 years ago this week.
It's 12 noon in London, 7 a.m. in Philadelphia, and around the world it's time for Live Aid. Wembley welcomes their Royal Highnesses, the Prince and Princess of Wales.
Richard Skinner. Classic radio now, and it's back 75 years to a show my dad still talks about, and I never knew really what he was talking about until I heard this.
Contact! Stand clear! It's that man again!
It's that man again! It's that man again! It's a comprehensive view!
He may be a philological filibuster, but despite his passion for prevarication, this terminological inexactitudinarian still remains...
It was enough to amuse us 75 years ago. It's That Man Again, launching this week in 1939. It was a comedy series on the BBC, starring Tommy Handley, best known for the catchphrase...
Can I do your nails, sir?
Well, crack me on the cranium, if it isn't Mrs. Mott, the child with the bottomless bucket.
When Tommy died in 1949 from a brain hemorrhage very suddenly, too, it was quite a shock for a nation which had grown to love Tommy through the darkest days of war. And no less than the Bishop of London, John W.C. Wand, paid tribute.
From the highest to the lowest in the land, men and women of every station have found in his program an escape from their troubles and anxieties into the realm of whimsical nonsense.
How much radio meant back then. ITBAR launching this week in 1939. So, with the commercial radio sustaining service, the Superstation, launching this week 26 years ago...
The Superstation.
Gwyneth Williams appointed controller of Radio 4 4 years ago...
In fact, that's the thing about this job, that is, you know, you have a sort of intellectual understanding of how closely people guard and love the network, but it's a much more visceral thing when you get the job and you can see, you know, with a postbag.
Beacon launching in Shropshire 27 years ago.
The new Beacon radio service for Shropshire will bring you your own programmes.
And the ITA becoming the IBA this week 42 years ago.
The IBA is testing on these wavelengths.
Those are this week's radio moments.
Radio!